Maryland played a pivotal role in the Civil War. The war between brothers was fought around us and in our backyards. One such event, Gilmore's Raid, tore across Harford County and Baltimore County and City as parts of efforts to capture Washington, D.C. Kristen Schenning, park ranger with the National Park Service at Hampton National Historic Site, sheds light on Gilmore's Raid and the history of some of the area's favorite historical landmarks.
During the summer of 1864, people in Baltimore City and County panicked as 126 Confederate raiders under the command of Major Harry Gilmore swept across Cockeysville, Towson, and Aberdeen in one of the final dramas of the American Civil War. Their objective was simple: to cut telegraph lines, destroy railroad bridges, and spread fear to Baltimore residents. It was part of a larger Southern attempt to seize Washington, D.C. in a last desperate bid for the Confederacy to win independence by prolonging the war. Gilmore's raid through Baltimore County personifies brother against brother. Gilmore and many of his Confederate troopers were born and raised in the very area they were now raiding. However, they were also residents who favored the North. This clash of sentiments had tragic and sometimes comic outcomes. For example, Sergeant Fields, one of Gilmore's cohorts, was shot by a local civilian, Ishmael Day, for daring to tear down an American flag in front of his house. In another incident, Gilmore and a dozen of his troopers charged approximately 100 local volunteers of the Union League. The local volunteers promptly dispersed, evidently their thirst for glory being superseded by their fear of getting killed. Local residents served as spies and informants for both sides. Families helped smuggle Southern sympathizers south to fight for the Confederacy, while enslaved African Americans escaped to fight for freedom and the Union. The railroads that cut through pastoral landscapes served as lifelines to the Union cause. The railroad bridge over the Gunpowder River connected Philadelphia and Baltimore. Troops, vital supplies, and food moved with lightning speed over this railway. Destruction of this bridge to the north was the raiders' primary objective, and although they destroyed the bridge, it was promptly repaired 2 weeks later, just as the nation, though divided by war, would be reunited 9 months later. Perhaps this small-scale cavalry raid represents how the Civil War transformed the face of America. Gilmore and his neighbors, the Ridgelys of Hampton, personified the aristocratic South. Both came from large slaveholding estates. Following the war, many of these estates were broken up into smaller tenant farms, with Glen Ellen, Gilmore's castle-like mansion, ultimately being demolished to make way for Loch Raven, a reservoir created to provide water for Baltimore City. Even Gilmore himself would go from partisan raider to a less romantic role as police commissioner of the city he threatened 150 years ago. On July 12th, the National Park Service, in conjunction with Historic Hampton Incorporated, will commemorate the 150th anniversary of the raid with a special bus tour that will retrace the exact route of Gilmore's troopers. The tour is broader than military history. It encompasses the rich history of Baltimore County. Highlights include a tour of Hampton National Historic Site, a boxed lunch at Bordy Vineyards, living history, a visit to Jerusalem Mill, ice cream tasting, and historical narration.
Find out more information about the Gilmore Bus Tour via a link on the Humanities Connection podcast page on WYPR.org or on our site, MDHC.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and archaeology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.